I could, although, I was sleeping around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I heard next door neighbors, Pakistan, bird babas, they're on the other side of the, not this wall, but the other wall, there. And, calling the birds. It's a nice ashram. And the birds always, come, fly around, particularly the pigeons. Flocks and they'll settle in, but they have peacocks there, parrots, particularly. And it was, and they do it, it's going on for a long, long time. There used to be a Baba who used to live there. Seems that Srimati Radharani came to him in a dream and told him that the birds in Vrindavan are hungry, particularly in the summer when it's very hot and they don't have any other types of food, and the vegetation gets dried out. She said, you should feed the birds. She said, how can I feed the birds? I don't have anything to eat myself. I just go out and do madhukari. So I think that went on for a little while. And he was, whatever he was begging, then he was giving some of the rotis and chapatis. But that wasn't doing very much for the birds. So Srimati Radharani told him, he says, you're not getting very far with that roti for all these birds. So he said, but I don't have anything else, otherwise I'd have to break my brata and start getting into some kind of business to be able to feed all the birds here in the area. A lot of birds in Ramanreti, and particularly because so many trees here in Vrindavan. So she said, all right, I'll take care of it. Now when he woke up in the morning, he had this big bag of grains outside his door. And then that went on for a long time. Every time he ran out of grains, there was a bag of grains, until gradually people started to provide him with grains. And so since then, they keep feeding the birds. from there, actually make a strong, make a left instead of a right, then in that direction you can, generally there's still quite a few peacocks there. Right there, last time we were here, we went with Govinda Maharaj and see the those babas at Varaha Ghat. They're building a, trying to build a really nice big temple. It seems like it had construction had stopped, but they're building a really big temple there. There used to be a the self-manifest deity of Lord Varaha. And they had a very nice old temple also, but everything crumbled and that deity got stolen. Because that was where Krishna manifests his form as Varahadev to gopis. In many places, many times, Krishna showed Varaha form, showed it to cowherd boys a couple of times. But to gopis over there, which because this was Raman Reti, because the Jamuna was here, so it was a beach actually. And not just a beach, but there were trees also. And so cows would come here to drink and relax, and the cowherd boys would play in the sand. I can't remember when it was. I think it was maybe it was before this house. Govinda Maharaj and I went down and by the Jamuna had flooded so much that by the Krishna Balaram tree you could swim. There's so much water. It had come up so far that you could swim by the Krishna Balaram tree. That's as far as it could go on the program. We didn't go swim because of a lot of snakes there at the time. They would come here, Krishna, cowherd bird boys, and they would let the cows drink, and they would rest and play, and they like these sands. It's a good place. They could also swim and play ball and games in the sand, and because Krishna would come here, so sometimes from gopis would come also to collect water path of the Jamuna, just by the Parikram Marg. I mean, you can see it from up Madhav Mohan. Just like when you go, keep going up that path into Shonrak, and go in the back to Shobari Muni's cave. Okay, Shobari Muni's temple. Then that's a little hill there, and that was right on the shore of the Jamuna. There, from there, you can't even see the Jamuna anymore. But you can see all the agricultural fields there. They're like in this big, big, big depression, because that's all where the Jamuna used to flow. And it would go up along that way. Now it's moved away. And so gopis have come down here to collect. Can I have the scissors? To collect water. And once when Krishna was here with the cowherd boys, and so Krishna knew that they were here, so he came over, and as they were carrying the water, he was complimenting them on how nice they looked with the water pots on their heads. And he said, it's just like when I picked up the earth, I was also just like took it out of the water of devastation. That was also like a water pot on my head. And gopis started making fun of him. He says, you never do any stitch of work like carrying water. And what to speak of being able to balance a water pot on your head? How could you balance the earth on your head? And they got into a typical argument, argument of affection, and so then they challenged him. All right, well, if you were Lord Varaha, then show us your Varaha Rupa. Krishna says, all right, and so he manifests this huge, big Varaha form right there where the banyan tree is, and on top of the form was the earth, and he was holding the earth on his tusks. And the gopis got really bewildered. All of a sudden Krishna disappeared, and they didn't know whether this was like some kind of magic, but it was very, very, very impressive. And then Krishna was, or the Lord Varaha was moving around very gracefully, and then he started to, I guess they bellow, not grunt, but they're making this, like you hear the hogs make, but long, long sound. And that started to really scare the gopis. When Krishna saw that they started to become scared, then he just disappeared. The Varaha form disappeared. Krishna disappeared. And so the gopis became really bewildered. They didn't know this was some kind of magic, or that Krishna had manifested. They still couldn't quite believe. will use them in different ways. And but they had to sit down and sort of compose themselves and talk amongst them. Did they all see what they saw? And actually, even when they saw the earth, then they saw Vrindavan, and they saw themselves standing up there. And so they didn't know, are they there or are they here? So they needed to get their bearings again, and then again they're walking back up, because this one was Krishna was living at Chatikar, and the gopis were living further west. Vishvanu Maharaj was living at I forget the name, but just like on the way to Nandagram, they spent 3 years here. So from Raval, they also spent there before going to Barashana. And so that's why they were in the area, that's why they were in the vicinity. Just like Krishna's original form is as Shama Rupa Param Rupa. It's his original Sham Sundar form, his Kishore form. And similarly, the original residence, Krishna's original residence, is Nandagram. And Gokula and Vrindavan are sort of expansions of Nandagram. Just like Krishna's childhood form is an expansion of his Kishore form, or at least. Those little yellow flowers, that yellow thorn bush, that's not flowering.
The smelly one, the
little tiny aromatic ones that are they're out there on the again up in the other way towards Shunrak in the back.
Oh, you mean the yellow fluffy ones?
That's right, the little round ones.
Yeah, I thought they only come out in March. Maybe they're now.
I can't remember.
Go and have a look.
Yeah, those are perfect yellow fluffy ones. A little round. There's those thorn bushes over there. And then super, super aromatic flowers. Little round flowers.
Is this Parajatagumara?
These are nice.
What is the flower Parijata?
What is Parijata? I don't know, are they?
I don't know, that's what people say, but I'm not sure.
Because
they fall at like 4 in the morning, and then everything by 9 o'clock on the floor. They just fall at this time. At Mongolati time they come down.
Anyway, then from here they went back. Gopis went back, and as they were going back, and they saw Krishna again tending the cows with Balaram, the cowherd boys. But Krishna didn't say anything, he just sort of smiled at them. At Chatikar, we went up there. That was the first time we went up there. We usually go back past Shinrak and then go to this beautiful, huge banyan tree. And for many years there was the ruins of a kund there. And now, last time I went, they were advertising that they were going to renovate it. Local people said that once we went a little further to the next village, I forget what that's called, I went there and asked, there was a nice goshala there, and asked them for some milk. They were very nice. They gave some milk to drink. And I was sat down to rest on a platform, and this gentleman came up and he said, "You shouldn't sit on there, that's my brother's grave." And I got off, but he told me that this was a old kund that where Krishna Balaram used to come straight from Chatikar. It's very close, it's a kilometer away. It's all in the back. There's lots of Nilagaya back there. And then if you go to Chatikar from the back, then you can also see the Garuda Govinda temple. Very nice place to go, no one goes there.